C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about a short story collection by Ted Chiang called The Stories of Your Life and Others. Published by Picador in 2015, today it's science fiction with heart and soul. Now, this is a collection of Ted Chiang stories which have been published elsewhere over the past 25 years. It includes a story which is the basis for the 2016 film Arrival, starring Amy Adams. But even if you've seen the film, I really recommend that you read the original story because it's different enough to still make it an enjoyable reading experience. Now, the collection contains 8 very different stories, but I'll talk a little bit about 3 of my favourite of the bunch. The book starts off with The Tower of Babylon, which is a story of miners who climb the Tower of Babylon to break through the layer of rock between this world and the world of Yahweh above. But they must break through gently, so Yahweh won't release another deluge of water and flood the town below. The story follows Hillelum as he climbs the enormous tower, past groups of people who live and raise families high up in the air. His views of heaven and earth, what is up and what is down, are all challenged as they break through to the other side. Now, this story is fantastical and almost biblical as Hillelum learns that there is so much more to the world than he ever realised. The next story I really liked is called 72 Letters, which is a tale of automatons, nomenclature, and ethics set in Victorian England. Now, Stratton is a talented scientist who has derived the right name to bring additional dexterity to the currently clumsy automatons, and more importantly, the ability for the automatons to reproduce. And his discovery brings him to the attention of the Royal Society, a bunch of cabalists and other powerful people with dubious agendas. Stratton is torn between his discovery and how it can be used to manipulate society and reinforce class structures. Now, this setting also reminded me a little bit of steampunk, but it might be biased. But there's also the intermingling of science and magic while also asking some really big ethical questions. The third story that I really liked is called Liking What You See, a documentary, which is a short story written in a talking head documentary style with snippets of dialogue from each character. Now, there's a debate raging about the introduction of a technology called caglianosia, which switches off a person's perception of other people's attractiveness and eliminates looksism. A person with Cali can see faces perfectly well, but the neural pathways are interrupted and the person doesn't make an aesthetic judgment about what they see. Pembroke College Student Council has launched an initiative to amend the Student Code of Conduct for all new students to adopt Cali when they enrol, and the debate goes on from there. Now, this story really made me ponder about whether aesthetics are actually a good or a bad thing, and I still don't know the answer. Now, aside from the really interesting themes raised in each individual story in this eclectic collection, this book also made me think about my own views on science fiction. I'm less interested in the real science in science fiction and more interested in the speculative, the imaginative, the weird and wonderful possibilities. In science fiction, I don't necessarily need to understand the physics behind the atmosphere or time travel, and I kind of gloss over those parts where there's too much detail about cool tech gear. But what I really liked about this collection was the combination of logic and real science, which is definitely there if you like it, plus also the heart and soul of the people involved. They're grieving, they're loving, they're debating, they're worrying. And this is what stayed with me since finishing the book. So if you like psychology, maths, linguistics, aliens, golems, angels, neural modifications with heart and soul, I heartily recommend The Stories of Your Life and Others by Ted Chiang. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to any past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.